HomeAid, a nonprofit provider of housing for the homeless in Northern California, is building six tiny homes at the First Presbyterian Church of Hayward to service people taking part in a California housing program. The people moving into these 157 square feet homes are part of a group taking part in an 18-month program. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline with Cheryl O'Connor, who is the executive director of the housing nonprofit HomeAid. So Cheryl, we appreciate you taking some time this evening. So briefly, why don't you tell us how this program works?
Sure. HomeAid is basically the charitable arm of the home building industry, and we partner with service providers like churches and other groups that provide services to the homeless, and then I bring the home builders and all of their trade partners to the project to reduce the cost of the project. So we get labor and materials donated from both the home builders and all of their trade partners.
So what do people get out of this 18-month program? What are they expected to do in that year and a half?
Well, it's a very unique program, and what we're trying to do is replicate it. So basically, First Presbyterian Church of Hayward is providing the services to the people that are going to live in the homes for 18 months. And what they're going to do is they're going to pay rent, because these are working homeless who are basically, for the most part, living in their cars in the church parking lot already. And so what they do is have this opportunity to move into these homes that have bathrooms, kitchens, and everything, and then pay a limited amount, a small amount of rent for 18 months. And then at the end of the 18 months, the church gives it back to them as a sort of a forced savings account so they can move on to permanent housing.
Okay, so does this help also build up their credit per se?
It actually is. It's really more of to try to build up enough money so they have enough money for first and last month's rent. So to give them a hand up so they can move on to permanent housing.
I mean, we obviously talk about in the Bay Area affordable housing. Is this real housing in the sense that it is only temporary? Where will they be able to move or afford to move after this 18 months is over?
Yes, it's a stepping stone, really. And the idea is that because there are so many churches around the Bay Area that have all of these underutilized parking lots, so it's a sort of a program where we can provide at least a transitional step for people to move into permanent. So basically, they would be looking for affordable housing or some other type of housing in the Bay Area after they move out of the homes.
So why don't you paint us a little bit of a picture about these homes? It's 157 square feet. How many people can live in there? What is the home itself like?
It's basically 8 foot 6 inches by 20, and it has, like I said, it has a bed, it has a kitchen, it has a little shower, and it can house one person very comfortably. Two people probably it would be okay, and the idea is that, again, it provides all of the, it's not basically a shed, it is a house. Uh-huh. And so it's like almost like an RV or a miniature version of a regular house. And the nice thing about it for our home builders is they're used to building homes. So this is like a miniature version of what they already do.
How's the word getting out about this? Do you have a waiting list?
Yes, we have a waiting list. And actually, I think a lot of people think tiny homes are a solution, not the solution, but a solution to providing some sort of temporary housing for all of the homeless in the Bay Area. So if we can, again, replicate this model, then a lot of people are contacting us, other churches, and the home building industry, of course, stepping up through HomeAid with all of the home builders. And they've saved over 90% of the cost of these already. So even though the cost of the homes, the six homes that we're building right now is $240,000, everybody's pitched in to donate almost 90% of the cost of the six homes.
Wow. How much money at the end of that 18-month period, ideally, will most of these people walk away with to be able to put a deposit on some type of place?
$6,000.
Okay, so that's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah, it goes up. Basically, they start at 200, and it goes up a little bit, and then the church takes a little bit of the money to pay for utilities for the whole period of 18 months, but that's it.
Yeah, all right.
Everything else is given back to them.
All right, Cheryl, appreciate your time this evening. That is Cheryl O'Connor, who's executive director of the housing nonprofit HomeAid.